Latino talk show host scorches New York mayor on migration. By Neil Monroe and Francis Martel on November 28, 2023. Voters in New York oppose President Joe Biden's migration. A top Latino talk show host told New York Mayor Eric Adams during an interview on November 27. New Yorkers are not happy with you because they think that we shouldn't be receiving so many people here. Dominican radio host Frederick Martinez, known commonly by his stage name El Pasha, told Adams during an interview with New York's Mega 97.9 radio station on November 27. Martinez is one of several hosts of the program El Vacilón de la Mañana, La Mega's flagship morning news and entertainment program. He said, "You have a very heavy weight on your shoulders in this city. I am pro-mayor. New Yorkers are not happy with you because they think that we shouldn't be receiving so many people here. You have said it on several occasions that the city can't take any more immigrants in New York. There is a survey that showed that New Yorkers want nothing with you because you have allowed all these immigrants. And I have been a defender of yours." Martinez is an immigrant from the Dominican Republic. In 2020, at least two-thirds of Dominican Republic immigrants voted for Biden. Adams tried to dodge the blame, saying one of the misunderstandings around this issue is that people believe that I have the power to stop people from coming in the city. "Well, you have two options," El Pasha responded. "You deport all these immigrants or you're going to be F. As a mayor, I have to tell it like it is." Adams faces the voters in November 2025. Upon declaring himself pro-mayor, Martinez's co-workers laughed at him, adding, "Yeah, to his face." Martinez has been critical of Adams on La Mega's morning program regularly. In a broadcast a week prior to the interview with Adams, Martinez lamented, "New York is chaos, that is the most adequate term to define what is being lived in this city. Restrictions, budget on the floor, now supposedly the mayor had an idea for parents to be volunteers since there are no police in the schools." The critics have thrown the kitchen sink at him. The mayor Eric Adams says his critics are dumb. "They are buffoons," Martinez observed, opening a segment asking listeners what they would do differently from Adams if they were mayor. Towards the end of Adams' appearance on the program, Martinez left him with a final message in English: "Mayor Eric Adams, the best the mayor da, sick, New York, only your problem, is, immigration." Commenters on La Mega's Instagram page appear to agree with Martinez. "Mayor Adams, hold on to your pants because we are fed up with the abuses with immigrants continuing to come in. The city is chaos, strong and firm hand." One comment in Spanish read, "Delinquency spanning the city and more cuts coming to take more police off the streets. I don't even want to imagine where NYC is going to be by 2025. People spend their lives complaining but keep voting for the same Democrats," one irate commenter railed. "They didn't want former Mayor Bill de Blasio. And then they came and put one in from the same little school and look how things are going. There is not a single police officer in New York who agrees with this mayor." Another commenter replied only with a gif of former President Donald Trump smiling. La Mega 97.9 is the New York area's largest and most listened to Spanish-language radio station, broadcasting both talk and music content. It has broken records for streaming in the United States, topping even English-language stations. More than 100,000 southern migrants have flooded into New York since Biden's deputies opened the border in 2021. The inflow has pushed down wages, spiked rents, and supercharged welfare costs in the city. But Adams does not have the political clout to raise taxes on the investors and CEOs who profit from the migration, so he is cutting spending to help close a multi-billion-dollar budget gap. Adams' fellow Democrats in Congress do not want to curb the inflow because it is a top priority for the Democrats' nationwide alliance of business donors and progressives. It is also a top priority for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, because elites in New York and other blue cities use migrants as a compliant and cheap replacement for the U.S. middle class. A recent poll by the New York Times reported that a clear majority of Latinos in New York State view the Democrats' migration as more of a burden than a benefit. The October 15 to 19 poll showed that New Yorkers picked burden over benefit by 54% to 32%, with just 5% saying mixed. 53% of Latino voters in New York said migration is a burden, while just 36% described it as a benefit.